Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, Las Vegas television viewers are getting extra advertising with their morning news. Local Fox station KVVU signed a product placement deal with McDonald's. Now, cups of iced coffee sit in front of its morning anchors. No one will say how much the fast food giant paid the station for the six-month deal. KVVU's news director said the deal will not affect his station's reporting, but the marketing firm that negotiated the deal said the station needs to let them know if it plans to air a negative story on McDonald's. McDonald's has similar deals with stations in Chicago, Seattle, and New York City. A growing number of morning TV news shows are seeking product placement deals.
It was a rally to stop the war on the poor. But speakers supported drilling for oil in Alaska, and protesters carried signs that read, "Environmental groups don't feed my family." Three groups organized the Washington, D.C. rally, including Americans for American Energy, a front group funded by a public relations firm that works for pro-drilling interests. The Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE, was also involved. CORE is a former civil rights group that's received funding from ExxonMobil. A CORE spokesperson said his group wants greater domestic oil production so that energy costs will decrease. One person at the rally admitted to a reporter that she was only there because her boss told her to attend.
If you haven't seen or heard an ad about the U.S. presidential election yet, you're not paying attention. Independent advocacy groups are increasingly running their own ads. Many feature veterans speaking about foreign policy issues. The conservative pro-war group Vets for Freedom has already spent $1.5 million on advertising and plans to spend much more. This ad, featuring Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, is critical of Democratic candidate Barack Obama.
Some in Washington told us the war was lost.
Others said the surge would fail.
But while they argued,
we continued to fight.
Today, even the harshest critics agree, the surge worked.
The surge worked.
Al-Qaeda has been decimated, and the Iraqi government grows stronger each day.
These are the facts.
They cannot be denied.
While some may not like this war,
those who fought it,
no, we can't afford to lose.
We need to finish the job.
We need to finish the job.
No matter who is president.
The AFL-CIO labor union is also running ads featuring veterans. In one, a Vietnam veteran expresses respect for Republican candidate John McCain's war record while questioning his plan to continue the occupation of Iraq.
Are airline ticket prices complicating your summer plans? If so, you should blame oil speculators, says the airline industry. An industry trade group, the Air Transport Association of America, or ATA, recently launched a campaign called Stop Oil Speculation. As part of the campaign, 12 major airlines sent emails to their frequent flyers, urging them to contact members of Congress. An ATA executive said, quote, "We're not asking our customers to help us. We're asking them to help themselves," end quote. ATA says that nearly 1 million emails were sent to Congress in the first 2 days of the campaign. One ATA member, Delta Airlines, is so concerned with high fuel prices that it recently offered free helicopter rides to select New York customers.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Faken, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the front group Americans for American Energy. The pro-drilling group is funded by the public relations firm PacWest Communications. For years, PacWest has supported drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. It's also opposed many environmental protections. Last year, the firm hired former U.S. House Resources Committee Chair Richard Pombo. While in Congress, Pombo wrote legislation that environmental groups said would have gutted the Endangered Species Act. The bill would have removed habitat protections and required the government to pay property owners unable to develop their land. The Save Our Species Alliance, which was headed by a PacWest executive, worked to increase support for Pombo's bill. The bill didn't pass, but another PacWest-linked effort was more successful. The front group Project Protect advocated for the Bush administration's Healthy Forests Plan.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.